Continental Shift by Preoccupations, taken from their debut record in 2015, Viet Cong. This is Adam and Dave, and you are listening to Revolution Rock. Now, Dave, right before that, we heard a pair of tracks featuring Gordy Grebe, and I believe it's Gordy, maybe it's Jordy Grebe. I'm not 100% sure on the pronunciation, so my apologies, but he was the former frontman of Black Midi, which we revealed they're no longer a band. They disbanded.
Yes. But we did hear a track from Gordy's forthcoming album, which is going to be entitled The New Sound, coming out in October, on the 4th of October, we should say.
Mm-hmm.
You heard the debut single from this called Holy Holy.
Yeah, and I like your description. Like, it really sounds like Jordy Grebe can do anything, and it's like a little bit of cheese rock in this, a little bit of like almost Steely Dan in this as well. Like, there's like some theatricality going in there. I love it, and you can really tell he is just like with full tongue-in-cheek with this, and he's obviously having a good time. So even though his previous band is no more, he's obviously doing good by himself. But we did hear something from the debut record from Black Midi that came out in 2019, Schlagenheim. We heard the song Speedway from that release.
Yeah, and coming up next, we're going to celebrate another anniversary, a 50th anniversary, from one of our favorite artists, and someone that should also be one of your favorite artists, Leonard Cohen.
Oh, that's very presumptuous, Dave.
Well, I'm just... Okay, I'm sorry, everyone.
No, don't apologize. You're right, but still.
But Lenny is great, and he put out this album in 1974 called New Skin for the Old Ceremony, and this one was a little different. He still had a lot of acoustic in it, acoustic guitar, but he incorporated a lot of different instruments in it as well that wasn't previously in a lot of his other recordings. Like, there's more orchestral elements. I believe he had a bit of was there banjo in there as well?
Yeah, there's some woodwinds as well. Now, some of these elements did creep in his previous release, Songs of Love and Hate, but not to the entirety of the record. Now, this one, it permeates over every single track, and I think it makes one of the like capstones of like this initial part of his career. Like, I think inarguably the strongest part of Leonard Cohen's 1970s run were his like first records of that decade.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it. I think this is like the capstone of it, because you have just a cursory look at this track list and you see some of the best songs of his career on here. Who by Fire, Chelsea Hotel number 2, just to name a few of them. And there's an interesting history with the record as well when it comes to the cover of it, which was a little bit salacious, I guess, at the time.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And they actually did change it when they issued it in the U.S., I believe. Columbia Records did do one of the early editions had a different cover featuring just a photo of Leonard Cohen. It's basically, it looks like an old-timey drawing from the medieval times.
It's from an alchemical text.
Yeah.
Basically, it is just two winged beings, angels, just wrestling each other, and it looks like they're copulating. Let's just call it as it is. And I guess someone in Columbia decided this may not, you know, be appropriate for the kids to buy, so they did and I quote here from a direct interview, a more decent image. but of course, the beautiful woodcut imagery from the album cover has remained on in subsequent reissues, and I think this does a good service to the themes of the record. Always Leonard Cohen has been battling with themes of oppression, with themes of spirituality and mysticism. But I think this really acts as a really good representation of the sort of theme and feel of the record. There's something otherworldly, very ancient about this record.
Yeah, and we're going to hear a couple tracks from it, and maybe one a little later as well. What are we going to start off with in this set here, Adam?
So we're going to start off... Oh, and I love this one. This might be one of his very few direct political songs, but we're going to hear There Is a War, and we're going to follow that up with a great song, Who by Fire. After that, some new tracks from Beth Gibbons, Tess Parks, and more on this episode of Revolution Rock.
There is a war between the rich and poor, a war between the man and the woman. There is a war between the ones who say there is a war and the ones who say that there isn't. Why don't you come on back to the war that's right, get in it? Why don't you come on back to the war, it's just beginning. with a woman and a child. The situation makes me kind of nervous. As I rise up from her arms, she says, I guess you call this love, I call it service. Why don't you come on back to the war? Don't be a tourist. Why don't you come on back to the war before it hurts us? Why don't you come on back to the war? Let's all get nervous. You cannot stand what I become. You much prefer the gentleman I was before. I was so easy to defeat. I was so easy to control. I didn't even know there was a war. Why don't you come on back to the war? Don't be embarrassed. Why don't you come on back to the war? You can still get married. There is a war between the rich and poor, a war between the man and the woman. There is a war between the left and right, a war between the black and white, a war between the odd and the even. Why don't you come on back to the war? Take up your tiny burden. Why don't you come on back to the war? Let's all get even.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined by Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We just came back there from some new music from Tess Parks, actually. Really cool stuff about an animal that you may find in the Australian places of the world.
Mainly Australia.
Yeah.
Maybe New Zealand, but we don't count that.
Nothing against
they're
New
not,
Zealand.
Yeah, they're we, not. Yeah, they're do, not Kiwis, no.
We do love New Zealand. Okay, the song was called Koalas, and the album is called?
It's called Pomegranate, and that's actually a lead single from a forthcoming record that's going to be dropping on October 25th. I really like the arrangements. It seems like Tess Parks has really expanded her sound with this single, and I'm hoping this reflects what's going to be happening with the rest of the record. Really awesome stuff coming from her. We also heard another new track right before that, and it's newer, I guess. This was an album released a few months back, and honestly, I'm kicking myself for not getting into this earlier. I wasn't quite sure if this would fit with the vibe of Revolution Rock, but we heard something from the debut record from Beth Gibbons, best known as the lead singer of the trip-hop band Portishead. And, you know, I was expecting something that was very indebted to electronic music or hip-hop. This is almost like a dark ambient folk record, and there's some great instrumentals throughout here, as you heard on that song called Rewind. The album itself is titled Lives Outgrown, and this does kind of coincide with another anniversary, one that we're not really playing a track from the album of, but Portishead's big debut record in 94, Dummy, came out so many years ago this week. So it's kind of like a full circle thing playing this Beth Gibbons song right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at this point, it's been pretty much like declared official. Portishead will not be getting back together. The band members mutually have decided not to continue the project, but this is an amazing musical shift from Beth Gibbons I was not expecting. And I really do love this album. And I think it sounds really appropriate coming off of the two songs we heard right before that, celebrating a 50th anniversary from the one and only Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, we heard a pair of tracks from New Skin for the Old Ceremony. We heard Who by Fire and There Is a War. We were talking a little bit about this album. A really strong release in his 70s period of albums. This along with Songs of Love and Hate. And
it came right off the cusp also of Songs from a Room from 69 as well. So, you know, all in that really like tight period. And then, you know, Leonard Cohen, I think some of the arrangements would overtake some of the songwriting. They'd get less raw on albums like Songs from a Ladies' Man.
Oh, Death of a Ladies' Man.
Death of a Ladies' Man, and like his 79 album that came out thereafter. But good albums in their own right, but I don't think they had the immediacy of this one. And Dave, I think you nailed it on the head. You said even though there are extra instruments in these arrangements, it still sounds raw. You still hear that raw guitar going through it.
Yeah, that acoustic guitar and the way he delivers these storied vocals, it matches his early work. And it's really intense and raw, and it's really quite something. And every record, you know, we're fans of Leonard Cohen, so we probably have something good to say about almost all his records. But, like, we haven't really focused on this one, and you know what? A lot of people don't focus on this one because he has so many great ones in his discography. A lot of people tend to focus on the earlier ones and then some of the later mid-period ones. But it's just another great album in his discography, and we wanted to highlight it.
Yeah, and there's just so many good ones on here. There's Chelsea Hotel number 2. We heard Who by Fire, Leaving Green Sleeves, A Singer Must Die. Like, a number of classics from this, from an album that gets overlooked too much. So do yourself a favor, if this is a Leonard Cohen album you have not checked out and you're a fan of his songwriting, definitely worth while looking into. But what we're going to get into some music next is music that relates to a show that took place not too long ago, some live performances, and we're actually going to hear a live performance by a group called Built to Spill.
Yeah, they played a live show. They're actually supporting doing a 30th anniversary tour of this album, There's Nothing Wrong with Love.
One of the best albums coming out of the group, and for the anniversary itself, we're going to play something from that record
in a few weeks
when there's an official anniversary date, but we're going to play a live song called Singing Sores Make Perfect Swords, and that's coming from their live record that was released in 2000. I believe just 2000. I'll double check the date on that.
But we should mention one of the reasons we're playing this and the song that follows it, mm-hmm. Is because we received an email from a fan of the show mentioning that this opening band is something we need to hear. Floating Witch's Head. They come from Boise, Idaho. They have this album out. They're kind of psyche, and we'll leave it at that. We're going to hear a track from their newest release, which just came out this year, called You Look Like a Rainbow. And thanks, Kevin, for the email and for being a fan and listening to the show. Anyone can always email us or call us. Go to revrock.blogspot.com. There's a link on the right-hand side to email us. You can call us, 519-971-3630 in Windsor, 1-855-344-2526 in Detroit and out of town. We're also going to hear something in this set from a really obscure band. Also, from earlier, we did a set of stuff released via Celluloid Lunch. There was a band from 1967 in Moncton, in BC?
In BC, yeah.
But they had a single. It was just a garage band from 67. And they reissued this single called Faded Colors. The band was called The Stonemen. And we're going to hear the B-side. I believe when this did come out in, I think it was 2021 when they reissued this, we played the A-side, Faded Colors. We're going to play the B-side now, a really great track. And then a couple songs from the latest Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds album, which I feel has kind of gone under the radar.
Agreed. Yeah. I don't think it's gotten as enough attention as it's required to. And we're going to rectify that, so don't you worry. We're going to play a pair of songs from it. It's called That Delicious Vice, and it does see a change-up for the line of Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds. And you're going to hear that, even though they are down a member, they don't sound like it. They sound as ferocious and fully formed as ever. So we're going to be getting to that next. We're just going to play a brief station ID and a quick PSA before we get to that. But then we're going to hear music from Built to Spill.